98.7 FM and 1450 AM. WDLB, Marshfield.
Good morning. This is Pastor Gary Markworth of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8313 2nd Street in Pittsfield, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining our broadcast of today's service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Pittsfield on WDLB 1450 AM and 98.7 FM. We invite you to our weekly services on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you now and always.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I welcome in the midst of the cold, a little warmer than last week. So I'm glad you are here. Our radio broadcast is sponsored by me, and thanksgiving to God for you and St. Paul's congregations and all the love and support that you give me. I truly appreciate it. So again, thank you for all that you have done for me. Our service this morning is my service setting for. Give with our first hymn, hymn 577, Almighty God, your word is cast. Service just began our entrance into the kingdom redeemed in the water and word of holy baptism. In the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, and of God the Holy Spirit. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? And since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves of our sinful condition. And together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me.
Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words.
forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart.
Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit.
Almighty God has heard your pleas for forgiveness and mercy. In his infinite grace, love, mercy, and wisdom, he has given his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you, and for his sake, forgives you all your sins. Therefore, as the called and servant of Jesus Christ, the living and eternal Word, and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with our introit this morning, a portion of Psalm 102. You will arise and have pity on Zion.
It is time to favor her. The appointed time has come.
Let this be recorded for a generation to come. That he looked down from his holy height.
From heaven, the Lord looked at the earth.
To hear the groans of the prisoners. They may declare in Zion the name of the Lord.
And in Jerusalem his grace.
When peoples gather together.
And kingdoms to worship the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
You will arise and have pity on Zion.
It is time to favor her. The appointed time.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And stretch forth the hand of your majesty to heal and defend us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated singing hymn 398, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. Thank you.
Old Testament readings from the book of the prophet Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. All the people gathered as one man into the square before the water gate. They told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the laws to Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could understand what they heard on the first day of the 7th month. And he read from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday in the presence of the men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And as he opened it, all the people stood. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. They read from the book from the law of God clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing, ready for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is in your strength. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Church of Corinth, the 12th chapter. Just as the body is one and has many members, and all members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the ear should say, Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. But if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of, would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many body parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greatest honor, and our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there are many that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it, and God has appointed the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, administrating, and various kinds of tongues. All are apostles, all are prophets, all are teachers, all work miracles, all possess gifts of healing. Do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but earnestly desire the higher gifts. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Continue in response to Psalm, a portion of Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul.
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the
is clean, enduring forever. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold.
Sweeter also than honey, and drippings of honey.
Moreover, by them is your servant warned.
In keeping them there is great reward.
Who can discern his errors?
Declare me innocent from being false.
Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I invite you to stand as you're able for the reading of the Holy Gospel. St. Luke, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has appointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. He began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote me this proverb." And he said to them, "Physician, heal yourself. For we have heard you did at Capernaum. Do here in your hometown as well." And he said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But in truth I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up for 3 years and 6 months, a great famine came over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel at the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath. And they rose up and drove him out of town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
As God's redeemed family, we confess our unity of faith in the words of our baptismal creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, maybe say the same about the children. Morning. Do you have a favorite body part? Like your brain? How about your eyes? Your ears? You don't play favoritism with anything? You got a book that says that. Well, an epistle lesson, many members of the body, but we, just like Christ Bride His Church, has many members, but we are one body in Christ Jesus. Brain more important than anything? Maybe, maybe not. Because you can't, if you don't have your eyes, you can't see God's beautiful creation. If you don't have a hand, you can't reach in and eat your favorite food, right? Yeah, so they're all important. This is on the back of the bigger kids bulletin. I big and strong, boasted the back. I carry heavy books stuffed in a backpack. But you are a weakling, said the back to the eye. You can't lift a feather as hard as you try. The eye felt discouraged and cried a salty tear. But God wiped it away and said, be of good cheer. I made you special. Be what you should be. You can't lift book bags, but the back cannot see. What good is a book if it cannot be read? You are both important, God lovingly said. Do your own task, do not try to trade. Each part and each person is wonderfully made. He has made us wonderful. The psalmist knit us together wonderfully in our mother's womb. We are special to him, and we're even more special as a member of Christ's bride, his church. We are all members of one body in Jesus Christ. His death, suffering, death, and resurrection have brought us into his bride, the church. Many members. We all have different things. Some of you can sing. Some are good at leading the congregation. Janitors, accountants, or the financial treasurers. Those who take notes at meetings. Those who help set up the altar. We all have different gifts, and we're to use them. And that's what our own body parts do. We use our eyes, we use our ears, we use our mouth. God has made us wonderfully. He's put us, his body, our bodies together, like he chose to do. And he makes them do what he would love to have them be. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that we are indeed wonderfully made. You made us all members of one body, your Son Jesus Christ's bride, his church. Thank you for reminding us that we each have a special place, that we are to serve others, that we can serve you now and always. In your most precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Dismissed. We will continue with hymn 859, O Christ, our true and only light.
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace of yours from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the abiding presence of His Holy Spirit. Amen. Your brothers and sisters washed in the blood of the Lamb. Perhaps you've seen some of those spoof maps of the United States where one state is so enlarged and the rest of the country is really small, like, for example, in New York. The cartographer is simply a few miles offshore, off the coast, and he's looking from the east to the west. Well, the city of New York takes up the greatest space. The city fills most of the map, and everything west of the Hudson River is in the distant horizon is simply labeled uncivilized territory. In a parallel Texas map, the northern edge of the panhandle almost touches Canada. And while the pass was nearly all the way to the Pacific Ocean, Texarkana is about the same distance from the Atlantic. Things are always bigger in Texas, right? At least that's what they say. Well, Texas, in that map, is almost the entire country, while all the other states occupy very slim margins around the state. Well, something like that was going on in the Corinthians church, the Corinthian idea of the body of Christ. In their divisiveness, each faction thought they could redesign the church, the body of Christ, so much so that their own place in it could be eclipsed by everyone else. But Almighty God knew what He was doing when He designed the body, and also the body of Christ's body, the bride, His church. If instead of a map we could draw a picture of the Corinthian church, it would be all about a human body divided, maybe along those absurd lines of political cartoon, or maybe a cubist or a surreal painting. But that's not how our Lord God designed our bodies, nor Christ's body, the church. God knew what He was doing when He designed the body. St. Paul tells us there would be no divisions among them in chapter 1, verse 10 of the Corinthians. But in our text for today, he says the very same thing, that there may be no division in the body. Even when Jesus, as the Lamb of God, was being killed for the sins of the world, His bones were not broken. His body was not divided. Have you ever wondered if that was just simply a coincidence? Again, that there may be no division in the body. You think that was important to St. Paul? And more importantly, do you think it's important for our Lord and for His bride, the church? So why should this matter to you and to me? It matters because we are all predisposed to see ourselves as members of that body in one of two distorted ways. And therefore divided ways. Either we labor with a misplaced sense of inferiority, or we labor with a misplaced sense of superiority. It's just so easy to diss those who have an elevated view of themselves, isn't it? And evidently there had to be many people in the Church of Corinth with that same feeling. I know we Lutherans don't have any problem like that at all, do we? But if you read St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthian church, from cover to cover, you'll discover that St. Paul has already been giving those people a spanking. But now in chapter 12, he starts with those who are living with feelings of inferiority. Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body. Or because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body. It's a rather brilliant maneuver on St. Paul's part, because it forces those with those feelings of superiority to empathize with those who suffer feelings of inferiority. It gets those superior people off their high horses, so to speak, without them even knowing what has happened. Gracious indeed. But both groups need the stinging word of God's law. First, because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body. It's also accusing the Lord God of bad design. It's a full-on violation of the first commandment. Beyond that, this person, by his ongoing groveling, is also enabling the person whose head is exploding with his or her own greatness to dive just that much deeper into his or her delusional parallel universe. To recap, love God. Oops. We've all failed there. Love your neighbor. Oops. Failed there as well. Feelings of inferiority are not to be confused with humility. Indeed, many people control others with their disabilities or their grievances. God most certainly knew what he was doing when he designed the body. But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As hideous as abstract cubist or bizarre surreal paintings can be, they do force us to reckon with that question. Where would the body be? All which brings us to the absurdity of those who have feelings of superiority. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Yes, you and I, we do need them. Every member of the body needs every other member of the body. That's how bodies were made. God knew what he was doing when he designed the body. The hand cannot reach into the bag of carrots. The eye will not receive the vitamin A contained within those carrots that are so necessary for eye health. God knew what he was doing when he designed and created our bodies. But God has designed a unified, healthy, well-ordered body with all the gifts that it needs. The psalmist gives us a balanced and wholesale understanding of the body and its members in Psalm 139. You form my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. See, we were all baptized into one body, Christ's bride, his church. We incorporated into that one body by the means of the water and word of holy baptism, a baptism that we share with each other and with Christ Jesus. The body of Jesus Christ. Let that sink in for a bit. The qualitative difference between an eyeball and a spleen truly pales in comparison to the difference made between what we were by nature and now the grandeur and glory and honor we now have as members of Christ's body, his church. That difference also allows the psalmist to say, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Lord than dwell in the tents of the wicked. No doubt these truths have inspired Joshua Wegelin to write the hymn, On Christ's Ascension I Now Build, hymn 492 in the LSB. From where the head is, that means for Jesus Christ our Lord. Maybe familiar words to you. On Christ's ascension, I now build the hope of my ascension. This hope was always still all doubt and apprehension. For where the head is, there as well. I know his masters are, his members are to dwell. When Christ will come and call. Whatever your abilities and your gifts, be they flashy or pedestrian, whatever your checkered past, if you are in Christ Jesus by baptism, you are a treasured member of the most exalted body in the entire cosmos. Just as Christ has a body in which you are a member by baptism, so you too have a body with members. You know how it works. The pancreas doesn't say to you, I was a good boy today. Would you please reward me or give me 2 ounces of sautéed spinach? I didn't want to say sugar. No, you give your body what it needs. If it needs water, you give it water. If it needs rest, you lie down and sometimes pull the covers up over you. If it needs fresh air, you step outside. If you needed really fresh air, you went outside last week. You relate to your body by providing for its needs. You relate to your body to your body by providing gifts. And God has provided to you the greatest gift of all, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The gift that makes all bodies his. And in that vein, St. Paul shows us hors d'oeuvre buffet table just to what our appetite for higher gifts. those being apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, gifts in healing, helping, administration, and various kinds of tongues. All those gifts were given to ensure that there may be no division in the body, because they are there to get the greatest and most necessary gift of all to you, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself, so that you could be in him and he in you. You might not want to do this, but sometimes today or tomorrow or this coming week, stand in front of the mirror and take a good look. Keep your eyes open and don't let your eyes deceive you. And speak to that person, you are a marvelous new creation because and only because you have been baptized into the one body of Jesus Christ, your Lord, Savior, and King, was promised to bring you home to him in heaven on the last day. Yes, Almighty God certainly knew what he was doing when he designed the body. Your Lord Jesus Christ has made you a part of his body, his bride, the church. You're a part of the most grand and glorious design, now and forever. Amen. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds alive in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to please stand as you're receiving the doxology. Praise God, through whom all blessings flow. You can come up to his altar guild, anybody on altar guild as well. So. Beloved in the Lord, Holy Scripture admonishes us all that all things should be done in decent and in order. To that end, the constitution and bylaws of this congregation establish various offices which men and women are elected and appointed to serve. In doing so, the church follows the examples of the early Christian church as described in the sixth chapter of Acts. 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. We will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The Apostle Peter writes in his first epistle, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God, who serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, nor that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." And Jeff continues as our congregation chairman for another year. Lynn Tranikowski is our treasurer. Lucy is our financial secretary. Kathy Phillips is the new secretary of the council. Rep. Radiman was re-elected as a trustee. Josh Calloway and Doug Mund were elected as deacons. Still continue to serve as Josh Lipke, Mark Dennison, Jim Schill, and Ross Schiller. And the counters, Greg and Kim Fox, Dave and Carol Christian, Steve and Karen Potter-Jakes, Ron and Chris Wolf, Shirley Gashnang, and Kay Humshield. We also give thanks to Jim Knutson for serving as deacon as long as Jerome Thumb, and for the years of service to Liz as council secretary. You have been chosen to fill specific offices and positions of responsibility here at St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church. You are to work with the pastor that our life together in Christ may be orderly and pleasing in His sight. Here see that the services of God's house are held at the proper times, that the Word of God is clearly preached and taught according to the Lutheran confessions, that the sacraments of Christ are administered according to His institution, that provision is made for the church Christian instruction, both young and old, that the erring are admonished, that discipline is maintained. Here to see that the temporal affairs of the congregation are properly administrated and proper support is provided for the workers of this congregation. Persistent caring for the poor and the sick, in cultivating harmony among the members, in promoting the general welfare of the congregation, and further the kingdom of Christ here and throughout the world. With holiness of life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of the congregation. It's most especially important that you as office bearers in His church show yourselves by word and example. Be faithful to Him in service and Christian devotion. I forgot Franz, president of Ladies' Aid as well. Now in the presence of God and of this congregation, therefore ask you, do you accept the offices entrusted to you? Do you faithfully promise to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord and conforming yourself to His word, in accordance with the faith of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, and so that answer, I do. You congregation members, beloved in the Lord, you have heard the promises of faithfulness spoken by these men and women, whom you have selected to serve as officers of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church. You promise to support them in their work, to remember them in your prayers, and to work with them to the best of the abilities that God has given you, so that He may be glorified and His work be done in our midst, and so that answer we do. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I saw you as officers of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as you're able as we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you that you have raised up these servants to work among your people. We humbly implore you to grant them by your Holy Spirit those gifts needed for the faithful carrying out of their tasks, most especially wisdom, strength, and willing hearts. Let your blessing rest on this congregation, strengthen their faith, quicken their love, and enkindle the zeal for its members, that your name may be glorified, that here in all places under heaven and the kingdom of your Son may be advanced. Remember with thanksgiving those who have faithfully served your people and now completed their times of service. Pray that in the end of the days, we with all your faithful people to hear the voice of Christ Jesus saying, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And go in the name of the Lord, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty, most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. Thank you. Go back to your seats. We will continue with the prayers of the church. O Lord God of Zion, we give you thanks that you have arisen to show pity to our fallen world and set us free from sin and death. In Christ Jesus, the appointed time of favor has come for all people. Cause your name to be declared among all peoples, that your grace may not be rejected in our time, but received with delight in every place. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, your people in the days of Ezra the priest return to your word with attentive ears. Give us eagerness to hear your word with understanding, that our days may be sanctified and your commandments put into practice among us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord God, giver of the Holy Spirit, you bless your servants with a variety of gifts from one and the same Spirit. Grant that each of us may use these gifts for the common good of your people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Give wisdom and courage to all who govern our communities and country, that they may lead well, following your will, rather than the whims of man. Grant us willingness to support them with our prayers and encouragement. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Most gracious and compassionate Lord, as our great physician, mend the bodies and souls and uplift the spirits of all in need, especially Diane Kazmarchik and Doug Shallow Rehab Facilities, Dave Bender, Eugene Brigham, Mark Butler, and Peggy Pearl, recovering from illness, injuries, and surgeries. Those concerning cancer include Donna Dashiell, Diane Dennis, Stephanie Dyson, Shirley Dodd, Brody L. Sasson, Raquel Gesser, Bella Mink, Jerry Peterson, Susie Peterson, Dixie Palmer, Lori Powers, Chrissy Prowler, James Schiller, Rob Schooley, Hetty Steinberg, Tammy Stock, and Dan Wilson. Those who suffer from chronic kidney affliction, including Reverend Martin Bauer, Alexis Bessler, Pamela Caldwell, Linda Colombino, Jennifer Flugel, Bill Frost, Donna Griswold, Al George, Sue Jorgensen, Reverend Martin Kelly, Donna Christine Pagalki, Eliana Krug, Rob Schneider, and Samuel Schooley. Also, our brothers and sisters confined to their homes for care facilities, including Mary Gnatowski, Linda Jensen, Mark Jensen, Shirley Kohler, Grace Lively, Bob Mackey, Nancy Wertha, and Margaret Trickle. Grant comfort, healing, and strength and peace according to your good and gracious will, O Lord, while reminding them that you are always with them. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord of all hope and mercy, be with those who mourn, especially the family and friends of Elsie Cobb and Frank Griswold, who you call home to yourself. Grant them comfort, love, peace, and strength as they bring their sorrow and tears to you in this time of loss. Guide their focus to the empty cross and empty tomb of your Son, Jesus Christ, where he was victorious over sin, death, and Satan, to give us the forgiveness of sins, life, and eternal salvation. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Lord and giver of life, we join with our brothers and sisters in Christ, giving you thanks and praises as they celebrate birthdays this week, including Bo Martin, Erkin Sachs, Eric Mead, Rick Boyerski, Heather Austin, Chad Markworth, and Linda Schwanepas. By your grace and spirit, O Lord, may they grow in faith, love, trust, and service to you and to one another. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated as we sing hymn 781, We Give Thee But Thine Own. us pray. Lord God, bless your word wherever it is proclaimed. Make it a word of power and peace to convert those not yet your own, and to confirm those who have come to saving faith. May your word pass from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the lip, and the lip to the life, that as you have promised, your word may achieve the purpose for which you sent it. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. See the promised blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you, but make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
The time of worship is over. Go forth with God's grace, hope, and mercy, and peace as you love, trust, and serve your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We close with hymn 582. God's word is our great heritage. Sponsoring a bowling fellowship event at Strike Time Lanes in Nielsville on the 23rd of February from noon to 3. For a sign-up sheet, it's not, your name, is, your commitment is not carved in stone, but if you're interested, please sign the sheet. It's open to all the congregation members. Trying to promote some fellowship, especially the Sunday school kids and their parents, and the rest of the congregation members amongst themselves. February 23rd at Strike Time Lanes there. Also, we will have Bible study tomorrow night, not men's club. Jeff has a commitment in Wausau, so, which he forgot about. So we talked about putting it this week or push it off one more week. So we'll have Meet Fairway Second for men's club Bible study tomorrow night. Confirmation on Wednesday, and I'll be having another session with a young man from St. Paul's. So I'll leave the top of the ramp open for me. We'll get him to come up.
1450 AM and 98.7 FM, WDLB Marshfield.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Border Czar Tom Homan has this message for undocumented immigrants.
Look, I think if you're in the country legally, it's not okay. It's not okay to violate laws of this country. We have millions of people standing in line, taking the test, doing their background investigation, paying the fees that want to come in the right way.
Homan also says the Trump administration's plans for mass deportations will require help from Congress. In southern Lebanon, at least 15 people are now dead after Israeli defense forces clashed with people trying to return home. Today was the day the IDF was due to withdraw from the area under the ceasefire agreement between Lebanon and Israel. And for the first time in South Korean history, a sitting president has been criminally charged. Yoon Suk-yeol declared martial law in the country last month, a move that was quickly reversed by the country's assembly. South Korea's former defense minister has also been indicted. This is ABC News.
struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns, owe the IRS $10,000 or more. With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
WDLB Marshfield.